You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 66.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Caro, the number one Shopify app for influencer marketing. Caro is a Shopify app that discovers all the influencers who are your brand's customers, email subscribers, and fans. Now imagine an influencer with a million followers was to make a purchase from your Shopify store. Would you know about it? Caro makes sure that you do. And unlike other influencer platforms, Caro is built for trust and transparency. And they help you find influencers that are genuinely interested in your brand so that you're not scrolling through countless social accounts just to find the right partners. Let Caro do the heavy lifting and find influencers that are best for your brand. And Caro also helps you execute your influencer marketing every step of the way. They make communication and product distribution easy so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. And right now, Caro is free for all Shopify stores. So why not try it out and see who you find? Now, after you install the app, Caro will alert you whenever a new influencer engages with your brand so that you can communicate and continue to build your list of influencers over time. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or you can search for Caro in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com to be notified when new shows are being released. My guest on today's episode is Stan, the founder from Absolute, the developer of the Drop a Hint app. And this is a clever app that displays a drop a hint under or next to the Add to Cart button on your Shopify product details page. And it allows for the customers to send an electronic hint card to a person of their choice. So the person that's receiving it, let's call them maybe the hint receiver, gets an on-brand styled hint card, including a live link to the exact product, including the size and color that the browsing visitor hinted at. So it's an interesting little solution. Like imagine a girlfriend or a wife finding something on a Shopify store that has this solution running on it and says, you know what? I love this pair of shoes. This is my size and this is exactly what I want. And the idea here is that then you could send it to your boyfriend or your husband or someone in your family, and then they know exactly what you're looking for. Maybe multiple hints can be sent and then you're surprised by what you might be getting, but at least it relieves the stress of having to return things you're not unhappy. So I really think it's perfect timing really to share an app like this. Being pre-BFCM, I'm sure this app is very popular over the holiday buying season. So let's jump in and learn more about how this app can drive more revenue for your Shopify store. So hi, Stan. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for having me. This is quite exciting.
I mentioned at the top of the show, but on a high level, maybe in your own words, like what does Drop a Hint do and what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Well, Drop a Hint is a unique, one-of-a-kind app designed and created to help business owners of all trades to boost their conversion rate and by engaging their online window shoppers and allowing them to, as we have mentioned, to advocate their product in the most delicate and intimate way. Mm-hmm. And Drop a Hint helps business owners to collect two valid emails of real prospects that they can use later on in their retargeting or email marketing campaigns.
Yeah, I never thought about that, actually. So you're right. So you have the sender and you have the recipient. It's like an opt-in almost, so to speak. you have these two email addresses that could be used as all different types of marketing post this particular potential transaction. So it's quite interesting how we're doing that. I'm gonna dig into that one a little bit later for sure. Before we do, can you tell me a little bit more about your journey, I guess, leading up to launching this Drop a Hint app? Like, what do you believe uniquely positions you and, you know, and part of the founding team to, like, first of all, to have the desire and the expertise to even want to create this solution?
It's an interesting and unusual journey. Drop a Hint was born out of necessity. By trade, I am a jewelry designer and a goldsmith. And after years working for other companies and spending some time in corporate, I have decided, well, my wife and I, she's my partner in crime, to start a brand on our own. So we started looking around, and after thorough research, we have chosen Shopify as the best platform for our e-commerce. We had most of the ingredients for success. I was creating original jewelry designs, and my wife was working on the website. And everything was coming along great. And then the time have come for us to start selling online. So we started looking for tools and solutions, the Shopify App Store. And at the time, what we saw was mostly wishlist applications and sign-up newsletters or popping up coupon offers. We found out through experience that over time, all these third-party apps, they're kind of invasive, and they become a noise where our visitor just automatically clicked the X and just moved on browsing the website. Mm-hmm. So we needed a solution to leave a lasting impression in our visitor, something that they can get back to, and something that comes from someone they know and someone they trust. So this is how Drop a Hint was born. In the beginning, it was just a private app. That was something that we have designed for us. Right. And it was quite basic and, you know, very, it has the bare minimum, but nevertheless, it performed very well, so that we just later on, we further developed it and released it on Shopify App Store, I believe, at the end of 2015. So other merchants can take advantage of it.
Yeah, there is quite a app and partner ecosystem in Shopify. And, you know, the show, I mentioned quite a bit that, you know, Shopify does 80% of commerce very well. It's that 20% that's usually filled in with some kind of an app or marketing platform or some kind of tech stack of some sort that really kind of enhances the overall customer experience. And I've noticed it too, Beshirt Jewelry, which is your brand. I'll put the link in the show notes, the fine, yes, jewelry boutique. And it's interesting. I click on one of the rings, for example, and I love how elegant it fits in with the overall look and feel. It's very non-obtrusive. It shows the price and has a really nice heart symbol in this particular case, and then an envelope icon, and it says Drop a Hint, and under that, let us tell somebody special you really like this. I think it's very non-obtrusive, and I think, you know, I love the hover effect too on it, so you click through onto it, and then this modal, this pop-up comes up. It shows the exact product, dear, and has a little I'm going to explain this to people that are listening today so they understand kind of the value of what this solution can do, but it says dear, and then there's a line, comma, apparently their name has been dreaming for a while about, and then they talk about, and then they show a picture. And so it's quite interesting. And then, so as you're then typing the recipient's name and their email address and your name and your email, and you click preview, it shows exactly how it's going to be styled and how it's going to arrive in the inbox of the person that you're delicately nudging in the right direction of what they're interested in getting potentially as a gift. So I think it's a really neat, so I will have the links to Beshirt and other different websites that are using this solution, because I think when you see some others, you'll be inspired about kind of what's available default, but then what can be modified in the solution to match your brand's look and feel. So it's pretty cool. We'll dig into the specifics of the app, I guess, now. And so what do you believe are some of the, I guess, most exciting features that you can share with our listeners today?
Drop a Hint is fully responsive application, and it shows great throughout all devices. And Drop a Hint comes with a comprehensive in-depth analytics, where you can see the top 10 sold items, as well as the top 10 hinted items, the number of hints opened, sent, clicked on, and as well as the conversion rate. So that's a quite good insight of what your client really likes. Furthermore, we have a mail history section where there is stored the name of the sender's name and email, as well as the receiver's name and email, the product they have hinted, which is also the exact variant they have selected. And also we have those webhooks where they can see there if the hint card was open in the email and it was if it was clicked as well, if from that click a purchase have come. So they can track the way, pretty much the way the hint card goes out and comes back in a way. Drop a Hint also integrates with Klaviyo and other email service providers where you can sync the sender's emails and receiver's emails to a particular ID list where you can later on use them in your marketing campaigns. Also, we do have automated follow-ups. Those are action-triggered coupons where you can assign a particular coupon to a single product or a group of products because Drop a Hint syncs with your product inventory. And it can be triggered based on the behavior of whoever have received the hint cards, if they have clicked the hint card or if they have not clicked a hint card. So you can trigger the coupon delivery at a specific point of time. So those are nice automated follow-ups to entice a sale. And as you have mentioned at the beginning of the show, the hint card itself is a direct linked hyperlink to the exact variant, which is it's a great advantage because as a business owner, we have successful businesses using the application from camera photo straps to lingerie shoes. So the number of variants that can affect quite a bit the return of merchandise, where if the receiver of the hint gets the exact variant they have selected, the exact same size, color, etc., then the business owners, they minimize the return rate of merchandise.
Yeah, it's very cool. And I think one thing I noticed too, that there are, because I've had the opportunity to go into the admin of a few brands that are, that's how I heard of you, is I do app audits, every week with different merchants and different brands, and happened to notice the Drop a Hint app in there and click through onto it. And then from there, got to see that, there are some default themes and things available, but I also see that there's also like a Drop a Hint card editor. Can you share some details of why that's there and how it could kind of help a brand?
Yes. So as I have mentioned before, it's the Drop a Hint card is 100% responsive and it's also 100% customizable. We have hundreds of merchants using the application, and at some point, it'd be hard for you to tell if they really use Drop a Hint or not, because they can change absolutely anything and everything about the app appearance. They can change the icon for the call action. They can change the text to something catchy. They can change the appearance and the branding of the card itself, colors, etc. So therefore, the Drop a Hint becomes native to the website. It doesn't look like a third-party invasive app, but it looks like something built within the theme, which is it improves the user experience. From the back end, we offer a click and drag card editor where we have elements, shapes, texts, the product image, where you can just simply click and drag and position it anywhere you want and style a card without just being intuitive, without any coding skills. Quite easy and user-friendly to use. And to the one that are more savvy and wish to go really crazy with the appearance of the application, we offer a custom CSS section where they can deploy their custom fonts, they can change the shape and position of the Drop a Hint card, and they can do pretty much anything they want.
Yeah, I love that. I was looking at lakepajamas.com, for example. I think it's one of your merchants. And it's so interesting. I selected one pair of pajamas, women's pajamas, and I put the recipient's name, I put my wife, Kirsten. I put her email address in, my name, Steve, and my email address, and then I clicked preview. This is in a pop-up. After just under the buy now button, there's a little link there. It says send a hint. And that says, dear Kirsten, just a little hint of some pajamas that I would love to receive. Love, Steve. And then the hashtag for Lake Pajamas, it shows the exact product. It shows the name of the product and also shows the size of that product. So it's quite interesting. And then the send button. And so it almost seems like a no-brainer that no one's solving this problem. But it seems like at this particular time in the year when spending is going up and gift giving is just part of this Q4, this final season into Christmas. And so this sounds like a great solution. And I love how with the CSS abilities, using the themes that are available in the solution, or with access to, you know, a designer, developer, coder type person, you can tweak it to have the look and feel that you want to have. And you're right. I mean, there's no way of knowing that it was a drop a hint app, where maybe other apps, sometimes you can tell with branding turned off. Sometimes you can still tell the user experience that, you know, in fact, it is a third party app and what the app actually is. In this particular case, if you really want to differentiate your brand, I'm sure, you know, Plus Shopify Plus merchants might see extra value in this, saying, hey, we have a certain look and feel. We've customized our checkout flow. We've customized all our email and our communication notifications, our email flow. All those things have all been customized. There's no reason why, with a slight little tweak to the CSS, that the Drop a Hint app could also blend along with the brand experience. So pretty cool that option's available.
Just to add to it, that was very well said, Steve. Just to add to it, you can also style the way the hint was received in an email. You can also do it within a builder, within the dashboard of Drop a Hint. Or, I mean, there's also HTML styling that if you know coding, then you can further improve the delivery of the way the hint card is delivered within an email. And you have control over the subject lines, where you can capture the name of the sender. And this is just, you know, the email doesn't come from, you know, it comes from someone you know. And we have a great delivery rate and open rate of Drop a Hint cards.
Definitely, because obviously, you know, when you're getting an email from someone, like, for example, from me to my wife, obviously I send her emails and we're back and forth. You know, it's obvious that I'm white labeled on her. It's a trusted email coming from me. Like, if it's steve@ecommercefastlane.com, they know, she'll know that it's coming from me. And so she definitely opens it right away. And I have it set up for notifications on my phone too when she sends me things. So even if it's through instant messaging. So let's talk about how this app can work for different Shopify brands depending on their maturity and their complexity. Because I do have, I'd almost say maybe two or three different types of those listening today. I have some that are just on the fence of even launching an e-commerce company. And so they're gaining some information and trying to get some product market fit, or they're doing drop shipping, or they're trying to get things figured out of kind of like, what can they differentiate and what can they do? I also have a large amount of people listening every week that have a brand they've been running for months or years. And maybe it's still a little bit of a side hustle. They still have a day job, but they're doing thousands of dollars in revenue per month, trying to figure out how they can get to the next level to make this a full-time gig. And then I have those that are on Shopify Plus, more enterprisey people, you know, upwards of $1 million a year in revenue typically and higher. And so because you obviously have access to lots of data and you communicate with lots of merchants, can you give some advice of maybe, let's start the early stage entrepreneurs first. What sort of advice would you give them to help them grow their businesses?
My best advice to early stage entrepreneurs is to try to develop a crystal clear idea of what their business is going to be, and then take some time and push it further and simplify it more, basically to the bare basic. That will eliminate a lot of noise, a lot of stress around building your brand. In my humble opinion, transparency is the biggest, greatest factor for success. And the transparency comes from you, from the business owner, because you're the one that know your company inside and out. And you're the one that can speak out about your brand and portray transparency to your visitors. And this will reflect your personality and therefore make you unique and stand out. So it's the very basic steps, the first few steps for success.
No, I totally agree with you on that. I think that's what this show's all about, where, you know, that's right from the intro, you know, it's honest and transparent conversations. And that's really what the show's all about. It's for me trying to find, you know, app and marketing platform type partners, talking about their journey. In this particular case, it's Drop a Hint, why it was built, problems you're solving. And I think you're right. It's great to have an entry-level starter plan that's either cheap or inexpensive for the most part. And certainly I'll talk about an extended trial. I think there's a 30-day trial that we've talked about that will be available to those listening in today to at least try it out, because there is an extended 30-day trial that's available that I'll talk about at the end of the show. But let's talk about maybe those, that's the early stage people. What about those that are more, I would consider them in the mid-market. So they do have a small team. They are eager to grow and scale their business. What sort of things do you believe that they should be working on?
I think the number one priority once you're at that stage of your business is to improve daily the user experience, the way your visitors interact with your website. And so, since we have gathered a lot of experience from being e-commerce entrepreneurs and app developers, basically we have hands-on experience from both sides. We strive to offer a linear and pleasant user experience that leaves a long-lasting impression in our visitors and they help build a brand awareness.
Yeah, and that makes sense, though. I mean, like I would agree with you that if you improve your customer experience, I would also adding a tool like, for example, Fullstory or Hotjar to your Shopify store to actually see and have recordings of live interactions on your website. I think you were mentioning more about potentially the overall look and feel and the flow and kind of how everything all works, the post-purchase and the experience that goes along with the whole brand in general, more than just the colors, but lots of other parts of the brand experience. And I also feel that to maybe improve that customer journey or that, you know, that customer experience of your brand is that if you have a third-party tool running like Fullstory.com or Hotjar running, then you're able to see recorded sessions of actual people interacting with your website and going, oh, they clicked there but didn't click there, or there's a rage click or 404 errors. And it's like, oh, I see what they did, because you see people actually typing things in and you actually can see in these recordings where there might be a leaky bucket in your checkout flow, or why are they not clicking the drop a hint button, or it's out of stock. Why did they not click when it's back in stock to be notified? Or so there's all different angles. And I think that's what you're trying to get at, is that there are ways to be actively involved in trying to improve the overall customer experience, both new customers and then I guess the post-purchase part of existing customers. We are nearing the end of the show, though, for time. We probably talk for hours on this topic. I think it's just such a great opportunity. But do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I want to encourage all of your listeners. It doesn't matter what stage of their entrepreneurship they are, early or more advanced. I want to encourage them to give us the benefit of a doubt and give Drop a Hint a try. Have created this exclusive offer only for your listeners for 30 days free trial rather than 7 days from the Shopify App Store. So they will have a full 30 days this holiday season to set up the app, give it a try, and see the miracle will perform for them. We do have a 5-star customer support where we assist with the installation of the application, customization, and whatever needs you may have once you install
the application. Yeah, that's perfect. It will be, so that link to that offer will be at ecommercefastlane.com/drop-a-hint, all one word. That will redirect you to, I guess, a co-branded page that you've put together, and that'll have the offer. You can add the app to your Shopify store, enjoy it for 30 days, and it's perfect timing. Like it's absolute no-brainer. Add it to your Shopify store. People are going to be browsing your website. And so if they're coming to your site, at least there's an opportunity to say, wow, I wouldn't mind having that. And most sites don't have Drop a Hint or a recommendation type thing built into it to tell somebody else that this is what I'm looking for. I think it's surprisingly that's not been solved. You got 30 days to prove the ROI, and then it's so affordable after that, depending on the amount of traffic you get, the number of hints and things that are generated monthly. So pretty cool. Thank you so much, Stan, for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
This episode is supported by Caro, an incredible Shopify app that discovers all the influencers, press, and media that already love your brand. They can be customers, email subscribers, or fans, and Caro will reveal the social footprint and influence of those that have already shown you some love. And from there, Caro makes it easy to work with influencers, communicate, and distribute products to them so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or search for Caro in the Shopify App Store, that's C-A-R-R-O, and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.